This is Earth Notes. Petroglyphs and pottery shards trace the movements of ancient peoples in the American Southwest in ways that are plain to see. But some clues are quieter, written not in stone or clay, but in the subtle, deliberate reshaping of plant life. One of these living archives is agave. Agave played a vital role as food, fiber, and drink for the Hohokam and other agricultural societies. These groups engineered river terraces to grow agave expansively and left behind lasting traces in the land, including rock piles, roasting pits, tools, and plots of agave. Researchers at the Desert Botanical Garden studied these ancient fields and identified at least 6 domesticated species of the long-lived clonal plant. Farmers selectively bred agave for desirable traits like sweetness or downturned spikes, kickstarting a long process of domestication that resulted in plants that are genetically distinct from wild populations. This research offers a unique glimpse into the nutrition, trade, migration, and agricultural practices of people who lived more than 1,000 years ago. That knowledge may help guide future farming adaptations to increasingly drought-prone climates. Agave remains part of everyday life for Southwest indigenous peoples. Its hearts are baked as a sweet, nutrient-rich food, its fibers worked into cordage, and its sap used in traditional soaps. Agaves tie together nature and culture, science and story, and remind us that the past binds us in one enduring, interconnected weave. This episode of Earth Notes is funded in part by Pink Jeep Tours, written by Danica Thiel, and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Siviny.